This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. Thousands of people have taken to the streets in Russia to demand the release of jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny. And now, thousands of arrests. Russian police have detained more than 3,000 protesters Sunday, according to OVD Info, a monitoring organization. Authorities mounted a massive effort to stop the demonstrations after tens of thousands of people rallied across the country last weekend in the most widespread show of discontent in Russia in years. Navalny, an anti-corruption activist, was jailed immediately after returning to his home country in mid-January after recovering abroad from a poison attack. He has blamed his poisoning on the Kremlin, which has been denied. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken addressed the protests on Twitter Sunday. He condemned the, quote, persistent use of harsh tactics against peaceful protesters and journalists by Russian authorities for a second week. Reports from Somalia's capital, Mogadishu, say a huge explosion has happened near a popular hotel on the road to the airport. Witnesses say the massive blast occurred near Hotel Afrique, a popular hotel near a busy security checkpoint to the Mogadishu airport. Initial reports say suspected Al-Shabaab gunmen stormed the hotel and a fierce exchange of gunfire between security forces and gunmen was taking place inside. A team of World Health Organization scientists continue their coronavirus investigation in Wuhan, China, Sunday, visiting the wet market believed to be the source of the virus in late 2019. We're following this story on voanews.com. Go there for the latest. This is VOA News. A group of 10 moderate Republican U.S. senators are urging President Joe Biden to reconsider his $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief package. In a letter to the president, the group said they wanted to meet to discuss a compromise that they believe could win swift bipartisan support. The senators, which include Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski, Mitt Romney, and others, said they would unveil their plan on Monday. The progress of Biden's package to support individuals and businesses will be an early test of the new U.S. president's promise to work across the political divide. The Associated Press reports Israel has agreed to transfer 5,000 doses of coronavirus vaccine to the Palestinians for frontline medical workers. Israel has been criticized for not providing vaccines to the Palestinians before, but says it is not responsible for them. International troops plan to stay in Afghanistan beyond the May deadline that was originally hoped for by the insurgent Taliban's deal with the United States. Four senior NATO officials confirmed the plan, a move that could escalate tensions with the Taliban demanding full withdrawal. One official told Reuters anonymously, conditions have not been met. Meanwhile, a member of the Afghan government's peace negotiating team warned the Taliban that if they don't resume peace talks soon, the government could recall the team before a deal is reached. Government negotiator Rasul Talib said in a press conference, the team is waiting for the return of the Taliban leadership to Doha, Qatar, where a second round of peace talks began this month. However, little progress has been made. There was no immediate response from the Taliban. Former President Trump has parted ways with his lead impeachment lawyers just over a week before his trial begins. That's according to two people familiar with the situation who spoke to the Associated Press on Saturday. The change injects fresh uncertainty into the makeup and strategy of President Trump's defense team. One person described the lawyer's departure as a mutual decision. President Trump is set to stand trial on the week of February 8th on a charge that he incited the riot inside the U.S. Capitol. Many Parisians expressed their relief after French Prime Minister announced stronger curfew measures, but no new lockdown at night. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.